This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Our central bank starts meeting on interest rates in just a couple minutes. I'm David Brancaccio with the decision on America's cost of borrowing due tomorrow. Let's consult David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist at JP Morgan Funds. Hello.
Good morning.
So they're meeting today, the guardians of interest rates at the Fed, but we won't hear till tomorrow. What are you looking for?
Well, I think that they will cut rates by 25 basis points or 0.25% because they've really signaled that that's what they're going to do, and they don't like upsetting markets or upsetting expectations. But I think in addition to cutting rates, I think they will send a slightly more hawkish message. They will point out that the economy is doing pretty well, unemployment's very low. So I think they will try and set the table for not cutting rates more than perhaps one more time, or maybe not even even one more time at this point. They may say that we're pretty much done.
That said, there has been, you know, some dark clouds over the global economy, and we have these suddenly higher oil prices in the last couple of days.
Yeah, that cuts both ways, of course. I mean, higher oil prices will add a little bit to inflation. Now, they do hurt U.S. consumers somewhat. But unless something else happens in the Middle East, it looks like the increase in oil prices that we've seen is manageable. And I think, there's an awful lot of inventory around the world. We've got strategic petroleum reserves. We can probably supply this oil market until the Saudis get up to full production again. So I don't think we're looking at a major oil price spike. And if we don't get one, then the story remains pretty much the same. The economy is motoring along at about 2% growth, but that's what it's supposed to do. So there really isn't a good reason to keep cutting rates here.
David Kelly at JP Morgan Funds, thank you.
Anytime.
There's a lot on Fed Chair Jay Powell's plate: a trade war, a cooling global economy, and now the oil supply disruption in the Middle East. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
The Fed is weighing multiple risks to the economy. Joseph Bruzuelas at RSM Consulting says that includes a slowdown in manufacturing tied to the trade war with China and the recent spike in oil prices.
So if you're Jay Powell sitting and looking at the economy right now, you're thinking, I'm probably better off cutting rates and get the tension down.
But cutting rates also opens Powell to the charge that he's bowing to criticism from President Trump, who's insulted Powell and demanded that the Fed slash rates.
He's actually called them boneheads, crazy, and this is an out-and-out attack by a president.
But former Fed Governor Frederick Mishkin says Chairman Powell and his fellow governors have thick skins when it comes to Trump's pressure tactics.
It will have basically no impact. The Fed is very much a non-political organization.
Mishkin says any rate cut the Fed enacts this week will be based on evidence that the economy is slowing down and not a move to appease President Trump or help his trade policies succeed. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
You count on Marketplace to help you understand how the economy works and the ways it affects our lives. As a nonprofit news organization, we count on listeners like you to support this kind of journalism and to invest in your own lifelong education. Now, any donation helps, and if you give today, you'll help unlock a $50,000 challenge from the Candida Fund. Become a Marketplace investor at marketplace.org, and thank you.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Any old watering hole can have a happy hour, but there's a legal issue with a big one at many Mexican places. Taco Tuesday. Here's Marketplace's Ben Bradford.
Right here. On any given Tuesday, on one particular corner in downtown Los Angeles, a crowd waits in line as the aroma of onions, chicken, and potatoes with chili poblanos waft from a grill. It's Taco Tuesday, and tacos at Casa La Doña are $1. Owner Ileana Samarone says the promotion is important for the restaurant.
It's like 80% we are busier than regular days. Taco Tuesday is just like crazy.
Corey Benton and Danielle McLean each have a basket of tacos, and they come in regularly.
Yeah, all the time.
Every Tuesday.
Every Taco Tuesday.
But Taco Tuesdays is trademarked by a Wyoming-based restaurant chain. Taco John's has been running its promotion for two hard-shell tacos for a dollar since the late 80s.
You know what today is?
Taco Tuesday! Taco Tuesday!
Last month, the company filed to renew its hold on the term for another decade. Taco John's didn't respond to our interview request, but it regularly threatens litigation over the term. The company generated social media derision also last month for sending a cease and desist letter to a Wyoming brewery for its food truck event. But there are some questions about Taco John's legal claim on the term.
Taco John's, despite all of its claims to the contrary, did not invent Taco Tuesday, nowhere even close to inventing Taco Tuesday.
LA Times writer Gustavo Arellano has traced Tuesday taco promotions back to the 1930s and usage of Taco Tuesdays specifically to the early 70s. More legally important than its origin is the way a term is used now, says intellectual property law professor Sandra Ryerson at the Thomas Jefferson School of Law.
Escalator, elevator, brassiere, they all used to be trademarks, but now people don't associate them with one particular company.
Ryerson thinks the same is true of Taco Tuesday. It's pervasive in food culture, even films, like 2014's The Lego Movie.
Welcome to Taco Tuesday!
Basketball superstar LeBron James has been posting weekly Instagram videos of family taco nights.
Because it's Taco Tuesday!
James filed for his own Taco Tuesday trademark last month for use in online audio and video. But last week, the U.S. Patent Office denied the application, ruling that the term is commonplace. Professor Ryerson says that suggests any restaurant could now petition the agency to cancel Taco John's hold on the term, making Taco Tuesdays free for all. I'm Ben Bradford from Marketplace.
Is there any chance we're all not going to run out and get tacos tonight? In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.